This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll start today with the latest on the murder of Vanessa Marcotte. The 27-year-old had gone on a Sunday afternoon run in Princeton, Mass., when she was found dead later that night, just a half mile from her mother's house. Today, state and local police launched an anonymous tip line as homicide investigators continue to seek information. Worcester District Attorney Joseph Early is overseeing that investigation. Here he is speaking at a news conference yesterday.
We do not know if this was a random act. We are asking the residents of Princeton and the surrounding areas to use an abundance of caution. We are asking the public to be careful and to be vigilant.
Well, for more, we're joined now by Michael Levinson, reporter for the Boston Globe. Michael, good to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
First of all, can you tell us, I mean, given the launching of this tip line and what we heard DA Early say yesterday, I mean, how much farther has the investigation been able to come in the past day or so?
Well, we don't know. They haven't given any official updates at this point, but the fact that they are launching a tip line suggests that they still need a lot of help just generating leads and finding out, you know, what happened. There's not apparently a lot to go on, although they haven't offered any official new information about how far the investigation has progressed. Mm.
And by the way, that tip line number for anyone who might have information, that number is 508-453-7589. We'll have more information about that at radioboston.org. Michael, tell us, what do we know so far about what did happen to Vanessa Marcotte?
Well, what the police have said so far is she went She lives in New York. She's from the area. She's back home visiting her mother in Princeton. She leaves her home, her mother's home, Sunday at around 1 o'clock to go for a jog. And when she doesn't get home, her family becomes worried. They call police, and they launch a search for her. And about 8 o'clock that night, her body is found on the side of the road, same road where her mother lives, just about a half mile away. Mm-hmm. And they haven't said how she was killed, but a law enforcement official we spoke to said it appeared that she had been burned, and they're investigating whether she was sexually assaulted. So it's just a horrible set of circumstances, horrible crime, and they're really searching for any help that they can get from the public, anything they might have seen, somebody might have seen that was unusual. It's a really quiet, rural stretch of road. So anything that anybody might have seen is what they're looking for.
Mm, especially since, I mean, it seems her jog began in broad daylight, which makes what happened that much more chilling. Now, Globe reporters, your fellow reporters at the Globe, have been able to speak with Vanessa Marcotte's father. What has he said?
That's right. My colleague Kathy McCabe talked to him just a little while ago. He was just getting home after being at the police station for 8 hours. He was obviously emotionally wrung out and exhausted, and he said that I could only ask for your prayers that they find who did this. That's all we want. That's all we want, justice. He didn't have any information about the investigation, but, you know, he was remembering his daughter as a really driven, smart, ambitious young woman who loved her job working at Google in New York City, was really excited about it. And he had just had dinner with her on Saturday night at the Chop House in Worcester. And as he said, the next day she's dead.
Mm. I mean, one can only imagine the unending heartache her family's experiencing now. And that heartache is spreading throughout Princeton itself. I mean, this is the first murder there in, what, 30 years?
That's right, yeah. And, you know, it's a town that's very peaceful, very quiet, 3,400 residents. It's about 15 miles north of Worcester. And it's a place where people love to bike and hike and jog, especially in the summer. It's just a gorgeous place to do that. And so this has obviously really rattled people that live in that town. We talked to one woman who's now carrying her shotgun with her when she goes out into her backyard in the woods to check on her chicken coop, and a 15-year-old girl who normally walks down to the bakery on her street is now getting a ride to and from there. People are worried.
Mm.
They're scared.
Yeah. And have investigators or law enforcement officials told anyone when they might be able to release more information, or what may the next steps be?
They really haven't. You know, I talked to the spokesman for the DA today, and he just said, we'll give you an update when we have one. So they're not. They haven't said when we may hear new information. You know, typically in these cases, they do hold press conferences pretty regularly because keeping the case in the public eye and generating media attention is part of what generates tips. You know, you get the tip line out there, and So we may hear more from them. The town is organizing a vigil tonight. So residents are going to come out with candles, and local clergy will be there to show support for the Marcotte family and to try to bring some solace to the community.
Yeah, well, we'll have information about the vigil plans at our website, radioboston.org. And again, that tip line number, the anonymous tip line, is 508-453-7589. Michael Levinson with the Boston Globe, thanks so much for bringing us up to speed on this really disturbing case.
Yeah, thank you, Magna.
We'll be back with more Radio Boston in just a moment. I'm Magna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.